This is Lisa. Welcome to a new episode of How to Survive. Our topic today, how to survive on campus at the HHU. It's a special episode, because today I am welcoming two Erasmus students from Britain. Welcome ladies, please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Vivian, and I'm 21 years old, and I'm from Cambridge. I'm studying linguistics here.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm 25 years old and I'm from London and I study media studies.
Lovely having you here. So, as I said before, today's episode is a special one. Let me tell our audience why. I'm not only your host, but also your tour guide. I will be guiding you over the campus and tell you some possibly valuable information. This small survival package consists of four places and activities.
But what is it that you have to know to survive on a university campus?
Food. It's food. Without food, studying would be torture.
Exactly. Relax. The university is not the Hunger Games.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm really starving right now.
Do you have a canteen here?
Of course we have a canteen. We've got the main canteen and some smaller ones. And there are even some cafes and kiosks and some machines in the faculties. So there are plenty of places to eat.
But let me see, it's 3 o'clock now. Is there anything that is still open yet?
The main canteen is closed, but the smaller ones are still open, so you can go there and buy something.
That sounds really good. Can you name some dainty dishes?
Yeah, sure. You can buy pizza, margarita, or with onions, or everything you want on top of it. Then meat, salad, ice cream, and other desserts.
Okay, so now we know where to buy food and drinks. Do I have to eat or drink in the buildings, or are there some places outside?
I know that Düsseldorf is located by the Rhine, but do I have to walk there just to be in the nature?
You could, but it's not necessary. There are really beautiful green areas at the campus. We've got the Botanic Garden, the meadows near the University Hospital, and there's the lake at the Economicum. You can sit everywhere you want, and, for example, on hot summer days, you can see students sitting on the streets and walls. So every place is where you have the possibility to have a seat.
Oh, look, there is a duck with her little ducklings. Oh, they are so cute. And hey, do you see those students jogging? Are there any other sports activities on campus? In London, we had basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball.
There are actually 87 different sport activities from which you can choose. There is American football, rugby, or even body workouts. And listen, once a semester, there's even one day where you're free to go and join tournaments against other universities instead of learning. It's called Sport Dias.
One day off for sports? That's amazing. And 87 sports activities? I will definitely try some of those. Hey Vivian, maybe we can check out the yoga class together. What do you think?
Oh, I'm not sure. Isn't it enough sports just to run from one seminar to the other? Where can I just sit down and read a book?
At our library, of course. Here you can find whatever you need for your exams, and what you cannot find, you can order from other universities. It's open till midnight during the whole week.
Wow, that's awesome.
Ladies, I'm so sorry, but it's the end of our tour. I hope it was interesting.
Thank you, Lisa, for the tour. It was very informative. What a nice welcome.
Bye. Bye.